Well, good evening, and welcome to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass for Tuesday, March the 31st, 2009. It is a lovely, lovely, blustery day here in Vancouver. The lawn chairs on the front porch are moving across the front porch. It's so blustery. I like to thank everyone tonight for joining me here on the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And here we go. I want to dive right in. I'm really excited about tonight's topic. So grab a piece of paper and a pen that writes. Write down today's date. Today is Tuesday, March the 31st, the last day of March. First quarter of the year is already come and gone. My name is Carla McNeil. And you can reach me directly at Carla at retirewithcarla.com. That's C-A-R-L-A at R-E-T-I-R-E-W-I-T-H-C-A-R-L-A.com. And my direct line is 778-835-4032. And you are calling in today to the Terrific Tuesday teleclass. And if you are too shy to make a comment on the phone or to ask a question, please do feel free to send me an email, and I will do my very best to answer it for you either today or on the next call, or maybe even just in an email. As always, I am looking for people who want to play in a team environment. I am building a team that people that want to be coached, mentored, and supported on their way to success. If that's you, send me that email and we can have a chat and see whether or not we are a good match, because the exciting news that I have that's been going on for me this week, it's been a bit of an emotional roller coaster, is the creation of my very first ebook. And the title, because I put it out for a vote, remember, and the title that won was title number one, and I don't have it totally memorized, but it's going to be called How to Fire Your Boss and Have Him Hate to See You Go. And that's all about creating that attitude of success that you need in your business. That will flow over into your day job or your slave camp job or your W-2, whatever you call it. And by the time you are ready to give yourself that pink slip and walk away from your job, you will be someone that your boss so desperately wants to keep. But you will be going. It's a pretty awesome experience. And I'm at the point of, I'm starting to get that piece of paper out that's pink. So tonight, what I want to talk about is, I got a question to ask you. Are you offended? When do you become offended? When do you get huffy? When does that happen to you? I know it's happened to me many times in my life. But when you get offended is a really good hint. It's like a big hint about something you need to take a look at. So to become offended is to have your feelings hurt, to displease, to make angry, to insult. How can you tell? I'm reading a definition here from the dictionary. To be offensive, to harm, to pain, to annoy, to transgress or violate a law or moral requirement, to cause to stumble, to cause to sin, or to fail, to feel or become offended. What we do as human beings a lot of the time is we blame the messenger. Now, that actually just happened to me in my slave camp job today. I had a meeting with a man who had been working on a project for a number of months that involved a number of HR, human resources issues. And the first time he ever talked about it to me was today. And the whole premise of his project was based on an incorrect assumption. And I got to tell him that news today. You want to bet he was a little offended. Now, he's a great guy. He was able to take a deep breath and say, okay, what are we going to do here? This is where we want to go. This is what we want to do. How do we make it work? So many, many times what happens when we get offended is we blame the messenger. And really what it is we need to take a look at why we have become offended. I came across a great quote by Coretta Scott King. It doesn't matter how strong your opinions are. If you don't use your power for positive change, you are indeed a part of the problem. So when you start thinking about stepping out and starting something new, it's a new project, it's a new relationship, oh, your love, oh, is that fresh young love? Well, it doesn't even have to be young. I didn't get married young. You're going along and things are going great, and then it doesn't work. Or you think it doesn't work. You're not seeing any results. There's no evidence that you can see, that you can feel. There's no evidence that it's working for you. So is that the point where you get huffy? Well, you know, must have been this procedure. It doesn't work. Okay, I've been working on this thing for a month and it hasn't worked. Can you hear I've had a little practice getting huffy? When you get offended, what you need to do is take a look at your own behavior. Because people who are not doing the bad stuff or are getting the results aren't offended. The people who are to be really dramatic about it, lying, cheating, and stealing. When you talk about lying, cheating, and stealing, they will get offended, right? I'm sure you've done that. You've spoken to someone like that in your life. They get offended. They get mad at you. They get huffy. Well, that's it. I'm not going to be your friend anymore. And it's over. It's ended. You've off-ended. They've off-ended. They off-ended you. Now, really, they didn't offend you. You allowed it to happen. So when we take a look at our own behavior, we get those really, really good signs about what it is that we need to take a look at. And my whole ebook experience has been a very good example of for me of something that has happened over a period of a number of years. And I have said in a couple of emails that I had been told during times of my life that I was not a good writer. I worked with a woman who said, oh, good Lord, Carla, don't put out any memos unless I get to review them for you. You're terrible. And I can remember getting huffy at that one. And I had a couple more of those over my life, over the course of my life, where people reinforced that particular experience. And so then I got huffy. And I ended it. I said, well, fine, I don't write. I'm not a writer. It's over. I ain't trying that no more. And I got huffy about it. I got defensive. My feelings were hurt. Let's go back to the definition of offended. I was displeased. I was made angry. I felt insulted. But it was ended. It was over because I wasn't touching that anymore. And then as I have been going through this process of the ebook, and like I said, the first time I went to read the draft, it's like, oh my gosh, I was only on the second page. It's actually page 5 in the ebook, and I started to cry. Those tears were rolling down my cheeks. It's like, where in the world did those come from? And it's the emotion coming out of all of those years that I had taken offense and let that grow inside of me and not allowed myself to actually grow in that particular area. So since I have been working on this ebook and working on myself, because of course I'm my biggest project, just like you're your biggest project, I thought of Mr. Tate. Now, if my friend Gwen Glover's on the call, she will remember Mr. Tate. He taught English Lit in grade 12. And I can remember him telling me that I was good. And that memory has only come back to me in the past couple of weeks. It's like I chose to forget that one. And then when that memory came back another memory from when I was in college. And I was taking psychology when I was in college because I liked it. And I wrote an essay on suicide. It was my big essay for the semester. And what happened while I was going through, and I did all the research and I did all the dry stuff that you got to have, yada, yada, yada. And then at the end of that essay, I really got into my feelings about how I felt about suicide. I got an A on that. And the instructor told me that it was because of all that personal stuff that I wrote at the end, it was almost half the essay, about how it affected me, my opinions, and why my opinions were what they were. And I incorporated all that I had done, and I got an A on that. I saved that thing for years. In fact, I might still have it. So why did I choose to forget all of that? Why did I get huffy and end it and say it's over? I'm not doing that anymore. Well, I'm not really sure why, other than I know that I allowed those people to take me out. But not anymore, because now I got my first ebook coming out April the 13th. So when you get all excited about that new project and it doesn't seem to work, what do you do? Do you get offended? Do you say, okay, it's ended, it's over, I'm not going there anymore? Or do you ask yourself, why didn't it happen? What didn't I see that would have made this a success for me? What can I do differently next time to ensure that it is successful? Just like this arbitrage conspiracy program that Don and I are doing right now. Now, we are in week 12 of this. It's a week 12-week course. Now, we're a little behind. We're still only studying all of the videos from week 9, but that's okay because we don't have as much time to dedicate to it as others do. But we haven't seen the major success that others have in this particular project. But are we quitting? Are we getting offended because we don't have that success yet when hundreds of others already do? No, we're not. Because we have gone through this process of personal development and realize that we need to take a look at what we're doing, how we're incorporating it. So we're asking ourselves, okay, why isn't it happening yet? What is it that we need to do? What are other people doing that we're not, that have allowed them to be more successful than us for the moment? And what can we do differently tonight, tomorrow, next week? What can we do differently to make this happen? So we are asking ourselves all these questions, and we are answering, and we are coming up with different things. That's where we came up with that idea of getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning and being very focused and doing a whole hour of this before we both go off to our safe camp jobs. So when you split that word, offended, you get off and end. So it's ended, it's over. And when you start out on a new project, just like starting out going to college, you're planting that seed. you know that when you start college that there's no way you're going to get your degree in 3 months. It's a given, right? So when you start off on a new project or a new relationship or just a new learning, when you don't take the time to let that whole project nurture and grow and become solidified in your own mind and in your own heart, what you're doing is you're like planting a seed, putting it in the ground, covering up. 2 days later, you're going in and looking to see, well, why isn't it growing yet? And you're uncovering and you're moving the dirt. Brings me to mind of a great story from Anna Green Gables when they adopted the twins, Davy and Dora, and how Davy was always digging up his seeds and never just had a big mud pile. He never had a garden, whereas his twin Dora was very patient. She allowed to do Mother Nature to take its course and had a lovely garden. So when you get offended and blame that messenger or blame the program or the project, what you're really doing in essence is digging up that seed. Nature, when you take a look, nature doesn't struggle. You know, things just happen. We, the human beings, are the ones who create the struggle, and we create that in our own brain. So we need to learn to relax and go with the flow. Go back to those three questions. Ask yourself, why didn't it happen for me right now? What didn't I see that I could have or that I need to or that I will in the future? And what can I do differently? And when you take that mindset, and next time you get offended, the moment you get offended, catch yourself and stop and think, why am I getting offended? What is it that I'm getting offended about? Is it something that I personally need to grow through? Is it something that I need to take ownership of, like I needed to do with the writing, for getting the word out, you know, doing these teleclasses, sharing my story of personal development? Because some people will connect with me and some people won't. That's just the way life works. I remember last week I got huffy with my coach, John Delemy. And he said on some, I can't even remember which particular teleclass he was doing. He's been doing so many this week, where he said, oh, everybody quits. Everybody quits. And I'm well, I took offense to that. And I next time I saw him on Skype, I asked him very nicely to please stop saying everybody quits. Because I'm not quitting. I will make this happen. I will do whatever it takes to make this happen. I will build my team in multi-level marketing. I will make this arbitrage conspiracy work. I will have my sewing blog, my environmental blog, my organization blog. All of those things will happen. And they will happen at the right time for me. So, John, in his great sense of humor and wisdom, says, okay, from here on in, I'll just say, everybody quits except Carla. And, of course, that made me laugh. And he said that most people quit. Are you a quitter? Have you quit on yourself many, many times throughout your life like I used to? Are you ready to change that? Because one of the things he said to me, he said, now that you get this and you got that first ebook coming out, I want you to dream big. Dream bigger than who you are. So guess what's now on my list? I'm just here I am publishing my very first ebook. And my big goal? New York Times bestseller list. It even sounds silly at this point to say that. That's the first time I've said it out loud. Dream big. And when you get taken out from your dreams, one of the really big hints is when you get offended. So there's a tool for you to recognize what you can do differently. And I know that I struggled and struggled and struggled with the whole idea of my words create my future and you create your own reality. And it's like, then why the heck do I keep creating these darned headaches? So I went through all of that. And if I had had the wherewithal to understand that part, one of the big hints, one of the big places of where I personally needed to grow was when I got offended. It might have helped me get where I am faster. Who knows? It's right for me. That would be like me pulling up the, being the Davy in the Anna Green Gables book and pulling up the seed before it's reached its maturation. So let me recap. Let me summarize. Ask yourself the question. Are you offended? When that happens to you, stop and think. Stop yourself. Even if you can't stop yourself right in the moment of. Now that you're aware of this and now that you've listened to this, you may not stop yourself right then and there, but you will maybe a little later on in the day and you go, oh, there was my big hint for today. So taking a look at your own behavior, because people who are not doing what's bad for them don't get offended by it. Ouch. That one could be a tough one. So remember, when you plant the seeds, give them time to grow. Nature doesn't struggle. It's just us. So we need to take the time to let things mature and develop in their own cycle, in their own growth. And take comfort in you are where you are where you need to be right now. Ask yourself those three questions. Why didn't it happen? What didn't I see? And what can I do differently next time? So on that note, I would like to open the lines. And does anyone out there have a question or a comment this evening?
Carla, I'll jump in. It's Gwen.
Oh, hey! How you remember Mr. Tate?
I do. I laughed when you said that. What a good topic.
Thank you.
I'm offended. Very well done.
Thank you.
Yeah, it hit home real close. I thought of an example right away.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. But
we all do.
Yes. Yeah.
We all do it.
No, that was really good.
Great. I'm glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's a little painful, and then it's even more painful to share it on the teleclass with other people.
Yes.
But you know what? By sharing it, I grow more, and I also learn to recognize it faster.
Right.
Much faster.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a big difference. So thank you.
Oh, that was good. I've taken notes, and then I'll review them.
Yeah, it's fun. I'm so looking forward to the to the ebook coming out. I'm excited and I'm scared. So
it's coming out so soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh okay. Yeah, but I've been working on it for a long time.
Oh okay.
Oh
it's
no,
coming
I didn't
together.
Just, I didn't just start.
Right. Yeah.
I just started actually
formatting,
sharing that I was going to do it.
Oh okay. Okay.
I've been working on it for a while.
Yeah.
So anyone else out there like to ask a question or make a comment? All right. Well, I'd like to thank you all very much for joining me tonight on a terrific Tuesday teleclass from, oh, I'm standing here looking out the window at super blustery Vancouver. The trees down by the river are just kind of bent over a little bit. So please do share this with your friends, and you can get it on the podcast. I will be sending out the email, depending on my technical challenges, either tonight or tomorrow with the podcast link. And I look forward to hearing you on the next terrific Tuesday teleclass. Thanks and good night.
Good night, Carla.
Good night, Gwen.
Bye.
Bye.